Hey friends, Peggy Hall back with you from the healthyamerican.org. Well, I hate to say I told you so, but I told you so. And we are talking about Trump's terrible tariffs. Oh, I know. I know. I would say my videos about Trump are neck and neck with my videos about Israel and my videos about Bob Jr. in terms of people arguing with the facts and reality. And that is troubling to me because I stand for truth. And truth is based on facts and reality. And people want to create their own reality. They don't want to look at history. They don't want to look at the law. They don't want to look at the facts and the information that actually aligns with reality. They want to create their own reality. And that is sad to me because it shows that they are living in fear. And for some reason, they are unwilling to actually face the truth. So let me tell you what I'm talking about. I'm going to share my screen, and we are actually looking at the recent ruling from an appellate court that is saying what I stated months ago, which is Trump's tariffs are not legal. I'm going to be sharing this article with you in just a moment. And before I do that, here is my playlist called Tariffs, the Tough Truth. Try to say that. Now, I did my videos about tariffs, and I actually attempted to be very like not snarky when I started out. And I did a video all about tariffs, clearing up the confusion with facts. That's nearly an hour long, and I was doing it like I was a professor in a class because that really is my background. I was in higher education for most of my career. I've got a master's degree in international policy and politics and law. I studied international economics. I understand tariffs. I tried to teach people about the facts and the reality and the history. And I got so much pushback from people who didn't even want to just learn. And you can see that these videos have among my lowest views of my videos. Tariffs, your questions, my answers, not even 2,000 views. If tariffs are so great, here's Trump's terrible tariffs got close to 6,000 views. But by and large, these videos apparently were not that interesting to people because they already had made up their mind. Here I had a video called Trump has zero authority to impose tariffs. I said it. I told you he'd acted on this illegally. And I even gave solutions. Here I have a video called Better Than Tariffs, What Actually Works. So I have all of that there for you, friends. And I actually stopped teaching about it after about a dozen videos because I put out the facts. I did several deep dives. I had some snarky videos as well, thinking perhaps that would catch people's attention. But many people had their minds made up. They didn't want to look at the reality and the facts and the truth. Well, today's the day because I am going to share with you this article that says most of Trump's sweeping global tariffs are not legal, the appellate court says. Now, yes, this probably will go to the Supreme Court, so it ain't over till it's over. It's still a ping pong game. However, Trump acted outside of his authority. Love him or hate him, them's the facts. Here's what the article says. A federal appellate court on Friday upheld a lower court ruling invalidating the bulk of President Trump's sweeping global tariffs. Now, again, friends, I've done a deep dive on this. We have had for years tariff agreements, trade agreements in place with every country that we trade with. And in many cases, those trade deals take months, if not years, to establish. And they're very complicated and very complex. And there are different trade agreements for different products that are being imported into the United States. I also let you know that the United States is the world's largest economy. It is the second largest exporter of goods and services, the world's largest exporter of services, and the world's second exporter of goods. And I will, at the end of this video, I'm going to just tack on my video about why Trump is wrong about tariffs. And then I will leave a link for you, or I will replay my video called Better Than Tariffs, because I have, based on history and based on facts, what actually works if you want to improve our economy, if you want to get those manufacturing jobs back, which, by the way, we really don't, because a sign of an advanced economy is that you move into the service sector and you're no longer just in agriculture and manufacturing. So I've already done many deep dives. I'm not going to rehash that here. I'm going to finish reading the article. So this ruling from the appellate court could quickly upend the global trade order Trump has built, cutting off a major new source of cash for the government and raising huge questions about what businesses are supposed to do next. Now, this is an opinion piece, and I need to say that this cash comes from you. So just to make it clear, a tariff is a tax that is paid by the importer, by the person who is importing that product. Now, if a company is importing some raw material to make a finished product that they then sell to you, guess what? More than likely, they pass on the cost of that tax to you. And if you yourself are importing something from England or France or what have you, you personally are going to pay that tax on your French jam or perfume or anything that you have purchased that you are bringing into the country. So the other countries don't pay the tariff. They don't pay the tax. It goes directly to Howie Lutnick. I know some of you have a nickname for him. He kind of reversed the letters. I'm not going to say it here. But yes, Howie, the Secretary of the Treasury, he's the Secretary of Commerce, and he wanted to be the Secretary of the Treasury, but that went to Scott Bessent, who really should go back to school. But by the way, he was the one that helped collapse the British economy when he worked for George Soros. Oh, you didn't know that? Oh, I have lots of dirt on these fellas. Anyway, they're the ones who get the money. Yeah. And have your taxes gone down yet? Hopefully they will. You're paying for the tariffs, friends. So Trump has done these trade deals with major trading partners, including Europe and Japan, on a basis that two courts have now found illegitimate. And the reason is because Trump has declared an emergency, an economic emergency. Now, to prepare for this show, I actually did a little digging, and it reminds me of 2020 when I also taught people about the definition of an emergency. And by people, I mean the public servants that were trying to keep the emergency going for years. And an emergency is something that happens suddenly. That is the key word for an emergency. That's why it's an emergency, because you weren't able to prepare for it. So it usually catches you off guard. It happens unexpectedly. It's unforeseen. It poses an imminent danger or threat that has to be handled immediately. And it normally is, an emergency is of short duration, because you have an emergency and then you recover from the emergency. So that really troubles me, because Trump used a law that was passed in 1977, and it is called the International Emergency Economic Powers Act. In my following video, I'm going to break that down for you. But let's just say that he declared this emergency. For the second time, he declared an emergency illegally, including the one for cooties, because there were no grounds for an emergency. So there is a special court called the Court of International Trade. How about that? And this is the court that settles all of these trade disputes, and there are plenty of them. There are different groups that are suing the federal government, saying that they were not treated fairly. Any kind of international trade dispute goes through this Court of International Trade. And this court ruled, as I said a few months ago, it ruled alongside my statement, which is Trump did this illegally. Whether you're in favor of the tariffs or not, it has to go through Congress. Congress has the legal authority to levy taxes, and tariffs are a tax. So a federal appellate court stayed that ruling, meaning they froze it for a moment and said, we are going to have a hearing on this dispute, which they did in late July. And just a few days ago, in a 7-4 ruling issued by the court, it reached the conclusion that Trump's reasoning for the tariffs did not constitute an emergency. So, in a 7-4 ruling that was issued just a few days ago, the court said that Trump's reasoning for the tariffs, calling it an emergency, did not constitute an emergency, and it went beyond the president's authority. The court said, and I quote, "The tariffs are unbounded in scope, amount, and duration. They assert an expansive authority that is beyond the authority delegated to the president by the IEEPA, which is the International Emergency Economic Powers Act that I'll break down for you in the video that I'm going to tack on to this. So the issue now is that this likely is going to go to the Supreme Court. And in the meantime, Trump says all tariffs are still in effect, even though this appellate court ruled that Trump's action was lacking in authority and was therefore illegal. All right, here is a director of economic policy from some place called Veda Partners says, the main takeaway is more chaos and volatility. Friends, chaos and volatility is what they want when they want to usher in their own solution. Chaos and volatility create conditions whereby investors don't want to invest. Chaos and volatility make it difficult for you to make major decisions, such as purchasing a car or a house or moving or going on vacation or going back to school or any of those other life decisions that are based on your personal economics. I stand against tariffs. I have many reasons that are upheld by what we've seen historically, and stay tuned for my next couple of videos and you'll see exactly why that is. Friends, does Trump even have the constitutional authority to impose these tariffs without congressional approval? Well, he really doesn't. You know, he presented this chart on April 2nd, and it's the same day that he issued this fact sheet where he declared a national emergency to increase our competitive edge, protect our sovereignty, and strengthen our national and economic security. Now, I'm going to explain to you in just a moment why this is not an emergency, why it's not a bona fide emergency. I've been speaking and teaching about tariffs for several weeks. This is an area of expertise for me. I have a master's degree in international relations, international policy. I've studied international economics, foreign trade, and so forth. So this is a fascination I have, and I'm happy to be at your service to clarify this for you. So it says right here that President Trump is invoking his authority under the International Emergency Economic Powers Act of 1977, IEEPA, to address, are you ready for it? The national emergency posed by the large and persistent trade deficit. Friends, trade deficits are not an emergency. In fact, they're not even a cause for concern. Trade deficits are just an accounting tool. They are not an indicator of economic distress. I've said it before and I'll say it again. I'm running a 100% trade deficit with my grocery store. I give them money and they give me goods. The United States is the world's wealthiest country. It is the world's number one exporter of services. It is the number one world's exporter of agricultural products. And it is the number two overall exporter of products. The United States does not have anything broken that a tariff can fix. In fact, tariffs are so detrimental, and I've done several videos breaking that down for you. A trade deficit is not a national emergency. How can, we have Vietnam here, how can Vietnam, a country with a mere fraction of the population of the United States, ever import as much as the United States does? As the United States imports from Vietnam. It's not possible. It's not rational. In fact, I called his tariffs, let's see, and the information was haphazard. The information he presented was haphazard because it was not in alphabetical order. It was not ordered by tariff rates or foreign tariff rates. It wasn't organized by region. It was haphazard, mirroring Trump's destructive, divisive, abusive, chaotic, disastrous, punitive, arbitrary, devastating, injurious, ruinous, brutal, dangerous, appalling, deleterious, dangerous, nonsensical, absurd, ludicrous, unstable, unrealistic, irrational, ignorant, and arrogant view on international trade. Let's see, did I leave anything out? I think I may have. I came up with another list. I might be repeating myself, but his strategy is incompetent, it's inept, it's ridiculous, it's offensive, it's juvenile, it's bullying, it's coercive, it's threatening, it's imbecilic, it's cruel, it's rude, it's demanding, it's heavy-handed, it's repressive, it's impetuous, it's rash, it's immature, it's imprudent, and it is ill-conceived, and some of you would describe it as downright stupid. Tariffs don't achieve the stated goals of this administration. I did a video for you called Better Than Tariffs, where I break this down. Let's go on to see what he is stating is the emergency that requires him to invoke his authority under the International Emergency Economic Powers Act of 1977. He goes on to say that the trade deficit is driven by the absence of reciprocity in our trade relationships and other harmful policies like currency manipulation and exorbitant value-added taxes. Well, I've got to stop you right there, friends. Value-added taxes are not imposed on exports. The United States pays exactly zero in VAT, in value-added taxes, in any other country. So that right there, he is very ill-informed, and I cannot believe that that even is standing. In terms of reciprocity in trade relationships, you will need to take a look at some of my other videos where I go into a great deal of detail regarding what we import from certain countries and what we export from. I talk about comparative advantage, whereby the United States is now in a more advanced phase of economic development, meaning the services sector. Yes, we still provide agricultural products. We're the number one exporter in agriculture. And yes, we still have a robust manufacturing sector. Those are the first two phases of countries that are economically developed. And now we are in the services sector, and we have a thriving services sector, and we are the number one exporter in services. So there cannot be exact parity between countries in terms of trade. We are not going to be exporting cocoa and chocolate and vanilla, but we are going to be importing that. We are not going to be exporting certain raw materials, but we are going to be importing certain rare earth minerals, for example, from other countries that have them in abundance and want to mine them and sell them to us. That's the nature of mutually beneficial trade. Trump forgot that it's not winners and losers, but it's mutually beneficial. Then he goes on to say that he is going to impose an individualized reciprocal higher tariff. When we looked at that chart, and I broke this down for you in a different video, these are not tariff rates at all. This is a very strange calculation based on the trade deficit and other factors that do not rely on the tariffs. I've also explained that these tariffs take many, many months, if not years, to develop agreements upon. So there are already trade agreements in place for every country on this list. You can't just violate these agreements willy-nilly like he has done. If you want to renegotiate the tariffs, then you do it on a country-by-country basis with experts and diplomacy, so that you are working toward reducing the trade barriers, not putting the trade barriers up. He's either getting very poor advice, or he is not listening to those who know more about tariffs than he does. So this announcement of an emergency is really based on fake, phony, and fraudulent information, just like back in 2020. When there was another emergency called under Trump's term that you know and I know was way overblown. The point of this video is to determine whether or not
The president even has the authority to issue tariffs, and he doesn't. There is no national emergency posed by trade deficits. By the way, I just did another video for you describing and explaining why the United States has a trade deficit, which has grown over the last few years. And that is because of the number of vaccines that the United States has imported from Switzerland. Switzerland has climbed to become one of our major, one of the major exporters of products to the United States in terms of pharmaceutical products. Switzerland has 9 million people. The United States has 340 million people. Anyone except for Trump and Levitt and Peter Navarro and Howie Lutnick, Commerce Secretary, they are the only ones that don't understand that there can never be a zero trade deficit with other countries. That is not how international markets work. So I just wanted to do a very short video that Trump doesn't have the legitimate authority to issue these tariffs. It causes such instability in our markets. And I'm not just talking about the stock market. People who want to invest in the United States are going to think twice about it because of this man's irrational behavior. The instability and unpredictability of our country and our economy, these are red flags to investors. And even if someone wanted to invest in this country, banks are not going to loan money in such an unpredictable, chaotic environment. It begs the question, why is Trump doing this? Some would say that he is crashing the economy on purpose. Some would say that he is bombing the international markets, trade markets, so that he can usher in digital currency and, dare I say, usher us into a new world disorder. How do you like them apples? Them are pretty rotten apples. Let me know what you think in a comment below. And be sure to check out my tariffs playlist. I have answered your questions again and again, so I hope you will increase your knowledge. I'm making the videos a little shorter so the information is easier to consume and digest and learn from. Thank you, everybody. You can get on my free Substack where I do my written analysis, peggyhall.substack.com. And I look forward to seeing you in an upcoming broadcast.